You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout. As a historian journalist, I know the United States has its ups and has its downs. And guess where we are today? Down cycle. And it's because of poor leadership. And it's because of apathetic voters, voters who just don't care. Both of those two have reached a perfect storm of incompetence and is driving the country in a way good citizens don't want it to go. So I'm going to, again, prove this point tonight. But I want to tell you that this doesn't mean it's over. Okay? Throughout our history, we have gone up. We have gone down. We're down now. I do believe we will come up. I don't know when. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So this turmoil, that is the proper word in America, because of bad political leadership, Joe Biden is the second worst president ever to serve, and the corrupt corporate media. Once you have those two powerful entities not doing the public's business, not looking out for the folks, you got problems, massive problems. So in the upcoming vote, there are going to be three major policy situations. The first is the border. Joe Biden caused this single-handedly by issuing an executive order. First day he was in office, it knocked out the Remain in Mexico policy that Trump had fought for and achieved. So this is on Biden 100%. But his party, the Democrats, backed this. Okay. Second is violent crime. As we told you last night, it is so far out of control here in the nation's largest city where I am, New York, that it's horrifying. Yet there's no leadership making any attempt to solve the problem. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And the third is high prices for the essentials of life. Now, the Democrats are going to tell you inflation's coming down, this is happening, that's happening. It's all a bunch of BS. All right? If you want to live your life on paper, okay. But if you are living your life in a real manner, you go to the grocery store, you go to the restaurant, you go to the hardware store, you pay your insurance premium bills, and you will see you are getting punished. And the reason, again, is the Biden administration. This did not happen 4 years ago, period. So the president doesn't address any of these things. He's simply not involved. Have you ever heard him put forth a solution about violent crime in this country? One time? No. Have you ever heard him acknowledge it was his pressure and regulations on the fossil fuel industry that ignited inflation? Have you ever heard him acknowledge that? No, and you won't. And the border is the border. He sits there day in and day out in the White House, does not lift a finger to stop tens of thousands of people coming over every day. It's horrifying. That's the president we have. Yet, the election will be held tomorrow. He'd get 50 million plus votes. Those are our fellow citizens. You shouldn't hate them. I feel sorry for them. I can't imagine being, you know, life is short. Do you want to live it as being a dunce? Really? That's where it comes down to. Do you want to be a dunce for the short time you're on Earth? Okay, now let's segue over to the media. So we all know that the corporate networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, are run by liberal people, devoted liberal people. And as I have chronicled, the first column was on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. There is a total blackball of conservative voices on the networks. Now, presto, this comes into the nation's consciousness 6 days later with Ronna McDaniel, who was fired from NBC, as you know. Okay, now the reason this is happening is because of Trump. It started right after he was elected in 2016, right after he defeated Hillary Clinton, which none of the network chieftains believed would happen. They believed that Clinton would win. When she did not, they shut down all Trump supporters. You cannot get on the morning shows, on the evening shows. I've documented it 100 different ways. So why is anybody surprised when NBC, which is struggling, hires a Republican, and then there's a massive wave of left-wing indignation from within the NBC company? Why are you surprised? They hired, up until Ronna McDaniel, 100% left-wing people who feel empowered and emboldened. So they had to fire Ms. McDaniel. Now, once you get into a situation where the inmates, cliche, control the asylum, you don't have a network anymore. And that's the memo. Rasmussen poll. 1,114 U.S. likely voters. Fair poll. Democrat 35, Republican 33, other 32. That's independent. Compared to most recent presidents, President Biden a stronger commander-in-chief or a weaker one? Is his performance as commander-in-chief about the same? Stronger 24, weaker 53, about the same, 20%. Second question. U.S. military has failed to meet recruiting goals in recent year. How concerned are you about this? Total concern, 76. Not concerned, 22. And the reason for low recruitment is because traditional values have been absolutely obliterated in the media. Okay? Obliterated for the younger people. Do you realize that no younger people, literally none, watch cable news? None. On all three of them. Nobody under the age of 54 watches. The number is so infinitesimal, it's not even worth considering. In fact, did you ever wonder why you see medicine commercials for ailments and older people? That's what they got. And the pillows so you can go to sleep. Okay, you don't see in ads, TV ads, targeting younger people because there are no younger people. They're gone. They don't watch any of them because they're bored. It is boring to watch them. That's it. Now, we have a surge of younger people watching us on YouTube, which is took me by surprise because I don't even know what YouTube is. All right? But because they can watch the show in parts. But anyway, traditional values, you don't hear them in the media. The kids don't hear them. Total blackout.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Here is a very troubling story. On January 17th, 2023, a man named Carlton Huffman, 40 years old, filed a lawsuit against conservative political action conference chair Matt Schlapp. You may have heard something about this. All right, Huffman charged Schlapp with sexual assault. It was a civil lawsuit, not a criminal investigation. There was no criminal investigation as far as I know, okay? So it was one of tens of thousands of these things. Every day now we see, all right, American men everywhere. The one commonality is you gotta have money. Charged with some, whatever. Every day, it's an industry. There are attorneys who advertise on television. Oh, if you were, you know, do you tell me your story? I don't, you know. Okay. So it wasn't surprising that Schlapp got accused. He's a big shot in the Republican Party. What it did do was devastate his family. I mean, really harm them. So what happens yesterday? Well, the guy, Carlton Huffman, he says, I'm dropping all my lawsuits. It was a misunderstanding. Misunderstanding, huh? And he says, I regret the lawsuit caused pain to the Schlapp family. You regret it. It's a year. Now, I don't know what happened. I have no blanking clue what happened. But Rachel Maddow somehow magically knew what happened. Roll it.
Staffer claims that Mr. Schlapp then invited the staffer to his hotel room. He declined. Early last year, that young man sued Matt Schlapp for sexual battery. And as that lawsuit has dragged on, more allegations of sexual misconduct against Matt Schlapp have come to light as part of discovery in that sexual battery lawsuit.
Oh, why was it dropped then? So she convicts Schlapp, and she did. Rachel Maddow convicted the man, family devastated. Everybody watching her, yeah, he's guilty. No trial. Well, I didn't see any of this stuff. So are we going to get an apology from Rachel Maddow? I don't think so. How about Wolf Blitzer? He ran with it. Anderson Cooper, he ran with it. Morning Joe, all of them ran with it. Apologize today? No. no coverage on any of the cable news or network news programs on television. None. About this lawsuit being dropped. Damage to the Schlapp family, once again, incalculable. All right, McLaughlin poll, interesting poll about Trump's prosecutions. 1,000 likely voters, Democrat 36, Republican 36, Independent 28. Fair poll. First question, how much of a role would you say politics has played in the indictments against former President Trump? A role, 67%, no role, 27%. How much of a role would you say Joe Biden has played in the indictments of Trump? Role 58, no role 33. Do you agree or disagree that Biden's Justice Department should stop targeting Donald Trump? Agree 58, disagree 34. Final question, since Donald Trump leads Joe Biden for president in many polls, do you think these investigations and indictment by the Biden Justice Department are being done to stop Trump from running for president? Again, yes 52, no 38. So big pluralities shows you that Americans understand what's going on here. OK, and that's good news. Now to Georgia. So the district attorney Fannie Willis, you all know, had an affair with her boyfriend, Nathan Wade, who just happens to be her top prosecutor that she hired for a lot of money. And then Wade and Fannie go all over the place on trips. And yeah, this looks really bad. Really bad. But Fannie says, hey, I didn't do anything wrong. Go.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done. We were still doing the case in the way that it needed to be done. I don't feel like we've been slowed down at all. I do think that there are efforts to slow down this train, but the train is coming.
Well, that train was almost derailed and still might be because of all these shenanigans down in Fulton County, Georgia. And joining us is, from Atlanta, is Congressman Barry Loudermilk. He is the chairman of the Subcommittee on Oversight in the House of Representatives. Mr. Loudermilk is looking into Fannie Willis, and we're pleased to have him on the No Spin News this evening. So why are the feds involved in looking at Fannie at this point, Congressman?
Well, Bill, thanks first for having me on. Well, sure. This has been part of a bigger investigation that my subcommittee has been leading at the direction of then Speaker Kevin McCarthy to look into what really happened on January 6th. How was there a security failure, but also the select committee on January 6th. So what led us into Fannie Willis was during our investigation, we uncovered information that the select committee on January 6th was actively working with Fannie Willis, sharing information during the course of their investigation. Now, this is highly unprecedented. It's not unusual for a House committee or a select committee to turn over a criminal referral to the Department of Justice or someone where at the conclusion of an investigation. But they were working with her during the investigation, sharing information. What's concerning to a lot of people is we have uncovered irrefutable evidence that this committee, the select committee, was suppressing any evidence that didn't line up with their preconceived narrative about Donald Trump organizing and executing the riots on January 6th.
Okay, and so let me stop you there because we want to keep it very, very vivid here, very simple. So Liz Cheney's committee, and, you know, we all know about that. And right. I think it's been established they did suppress information. Yes. Anything that was exculpatory, they didn't put, you know, they put it at the end and they diminished it. But this is a state beef in Georgia. And when you have a federal entity, the January 6th committee, House of Representatives, cooperating with a state beef, that is highly unusual, is it not?
It is. It is. I mean, it's I haven't seen this happen before, but also engaging multiple times, including with Miss Cassidy Hutchinson. If you remember, she's the one who came up with the sensational stories about.
Yeah, we debunked her.
Having the steering wheel.
Right.
She was working directly with them as well.
She was working with Fannie Willis, right?
Yes.
So we debunked Miss Hutchinson. I mean, it was a load of garbage, and she made a lot of money on a book off it, too. Now, there have been reports that Nathan Wade, the boyfriend the top prosecutor for Ms. Willis and her paramour, visited the White House. Did mm-hmm. you look into that? Do you have anything on that?
We are in cooperation with Jim Jordan and Jamie Comer, who's chair of the oversight subcommittee. We're looking into that aspect. We have multiple jurisdictional boundaries there, but Jim Jordan and I have teamed up together. He's looking into the visits to the White House while I'm looking into what information was given to Fani. And did she receive any of the exculpatory information that we ended up turning up that you never saw?
But
public.
It would be very unusual for a state prosecutor, okay, Nathan Wade, to get admittance into the White House, to talk to the White House. That looks like the Biden White House was coordinating. And that would be, talk about impeachable, that would be a huge story if it happened. Did it happen? Do you have evidence that Wade went to the White House and talked to White House people?
According to my conversations with Jim Jordan, who's leading that aspect of it, he believes that it did happen. I don't have the evidence myself, but you're right. I mean,
that's big.
And your poll numbers are showing the American people know that this is politically driven.
Well, that's true. But if Jordan, that's a headline for Jordan, and I'd like to have it defined. Now, the trial about the conspiracy, Trump is charged with the special counsel, all right, Smith, that he was involved with trying to overthrow the government on January 6th. I don't believe he's going to be convicted because there is exculpatory evidence all day long. But you have centered in on the valet to the White House. Tell us about that.
Well, we started looking early on, trying to look through all the documentation the Select Committee turned over to us, and we found out that we had a lot of missing documentation. We did find some transcribed interviews have been sent to the White House. Now, these were White House employees that had direct access to the president and the vice president on January 6th. Now, some of the crazy tales that we got out of Mrs. Hutchinson included the engagements with the valet. The president threw food onto the floor. He was so angry about things, as well as that he agreed that Mike Pence should be hanged, and several comments that were supposedly made, according to Ms. Hutchinson. Well, under the valet's testimony, which was what we released was heavily redacted because these were military personnel that were apolitical, and they're just trying to protect the identity, and I understand that. But there is enough information in the unredacted portions to show that that wasn't the case. And this is the person who was side by side with President Trump that day, who never heard him make these statements that, yes, Mike Pence should be hung, or called him some very vulgar names. And so it basically debunked that portion of her
and
testimony.
And that was under oath, right? His testimony was under oath, the valet?
Exactly. And when you include that with Tony Ornato, who was the deputy chief of operations at the White House, his missing testimony, which we made public a couple of weeks ago, totally countered the narrative that President Trump did not order the National Guard to be readied, which he did, and he authorized up to 10,000 troops, but also the driver of the SUV. We have his testimony that we'll release sometime soon, where he actually said none of that in the grabbing of the steering wheel or choking a Secret Service agent.
That was a bunch of crap. Well, logistically, it was impossible. Do you have any information given to your subcommittee that Trump did some stuff he should not have done?
The only thing that we've uncovered is here where he was angry, and, you know, you can understand that. I mean, who wouldn't be angry in a situation to where you felt like the election was stolen from you? But nothing that rose to the level of impeachment or even ethical violation or a legal violation. Right. Everything that we've uncovered is he followed the law. Yeah, he was upset. He may have said some things.
When the trial gets underway, you would expect that Trump will be acquitted and Jack Smith will be embarrassed.
I believe so. If there was, it's an honest look at the evidence. There's enough exculpatory evidence. We have just released recently that there's no way that you could hold him accountable for what happened on January 6th, which means we've gone 3 years now without actually looking at what really happened. and the security failure at the Capitol, which the Select Committee never looked at all, or at least never reported.
Yeah, I'd like to know about Nancy Pelosi's role. Now, you have been attacked, and you well know you have been attacked, for doing all of this in defense of Donald Trump. One of the charges were you were in the Capitol on January 5th, the day before the riot, doing something there, wandering around. Do you want to address that?
Yeah, this was one of the most ridiculous things that ever happened. What they claimed is that I gave a tour of the Capitol on January 5th to some of the insurrectionists, a reconnaissance tour. Far from the truth. Even the Capitol Police exonerated us in that, but that didn't stop the Select Committee.
So it's just total BS.
It's story.
Who is the, where did that story come from?
That came from Liz Cheney, from what we've uncovered in our investigation. It was some people that visited my office and stayed in the Capitol office buildings the whole time, never got into the Capitol, and they weren't even in the Capitol on January 6th. Most of them just stayed down by the Ellipse and in the mall and then got on their bus and went back home to Georgia. None of them were in the Capitol. None of them were.
I believe you. I just need to get everything on the record. The final thing is there is this gallows thing. You know, I got to get this stuff. So yes. Apparently somebody built a gallows. What is this now?
Yeah, and it's true. About 6 o'clock in the morning on January 6th, about five people show up. It's still under the cloak of darkness, and they literally build a gallows. And supposedly this gallows that the left claims was to hang Mike Pence when he doesn't do what Trump wanted him to do. Well, the interesting thing about that is Mike Pence never told anybody whether or not he was going to stop the certification until in the afternoon. And the gallows were set up at 6 o'clock in the morning. My question is, how did these stay up all day long and into the
evening? How did they get built in the first place? Don't they have people outside? All right. Are you guys investigating the security breakdown in the Capitol? Is that one of your purviews?
It is. Yeah. That is something we've really taken a hard look at. Good. We've uncovered that there was intelligence failures. Intelligence was given to the Capitol Police Intelligence Division of the pending attack, but that intelligence was suppressed. It never got passed along to the chief of police. Right. That really hindered a lot of the preparedness being ready. And we also have a lot of political influence on the Capitol Police. We have had testimony, and I'm working to get verification on it, that the Secret Service offered fencing to Nancy Pelosi to be put up prior to January 6th based on the intelligence they had. She turned it down because she didn't like the optics. The irony is, on the evening of January 6th, she really liked the optics of having a security fence around the Capitol with razor wire and National Guard around for months. So, you know, she didn't want to prepare, but she really liked the idea of the optics being up to show.
I think Pelosi's got some deficit. Are you going to testify in the trial, by the way? You think you're going to be called by Trump's defense lawyers?
I don't know. The only thing that we have received in the past was they wanted to subpoena for some of the documents we had, but the judge dropped the subpoena. But they have full access to whatever we have. We're making it public.
Really appreciate it, Congressman. If you get anything else, you know, we're always interested in this story. It's a huge story for the American people, and we thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Anytime.
Okay. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. RFK Jr. announces vice presidential selection. A woman named Nicole Shanahan, 38 years old, one of the wealthiest women in the country because she was married at one time to the co-founder of Google and got a lot of money in the separation. She describes herself as a left-wing progressive, and that's perfect for RFK. Roll the tape.
The Fed works for Wall Street and allows millionaire bankers to prey upon Main Street and the American worker. And that's why Nicole and I both left the Democratic Party. Our values didn't change, but the Democratic Party did.
Okay, so RFK is running to the left of the Democratic Party, which is his right to do if you want to. He has one sliver connection to the right in America, and that's the anti-vax stuff. There are conservatives who don't like vaccinations and all of that. Okay, so how many states do you think RFK Jr. is on the ballot right now? How many do you think? The number is 4. New Hampshire, Nevada, Utah, and Hawaii. Now, Nevada is a swing state. Utah will go for Trump. Hawaii will go for Biden. New Hampshire doesn't like Trump very much, but it's in play. Now, in order to get on the other 46 state ballots, RFK Jr. had to appoint a vice president. That's one of the criterias. In each state is different. So this costs an enormous amount of money, and I'm sure Ms. Shanahan is going to be kicking a lot of money into RFK's campaign. You've got to go through the procedures in each state to get on the ballot, and each state is different. So only 4 have taken RFK now. I don't know how many he's going to get on. And the Democrats can try to block that. Because according to all the polls, RFK's taken more votes away from Biden than he is from Trump. It's about 2-3 to 1. The Democrats don't want him at all. In fact, RFK Jr.'s own family doesn't want him.
When you say you see your brother's campaign as a danger, is it more about siphoning votes away from Joe Biden, or is it because of his policies?
It's really about siphoning votes from Biden. You know, the polls I'm seeing, Bobby takes 70% of the votes from Biden and 30% from Trump. And I feel strongly that this is the most important election of our lifetime.
Okay. Now we go to Fairfax County, Virginia, just south of the District of Columbia. So on Easter Sunday, the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, there are 9 of them, 10 of them, 9 Democrats, 1 Republicans, have unanimously voted to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. Now, the excuse is, well, March 31st is Transgender Day of Visibility all over the world, so we have, no. You can do it Monday or Saturday. This is right in your face, right in your face to all Christians. That's what this is, Fairfax County, Virginia. Church attendance, according to a Gallup poll, on the decline still. They surveyed 32,445 adults. That's a lot of survey. And their question, these are people who attend religious services weekly. Okay. 2013, 38% for all U.S. adults. 2023, 10 years later, 30%. Christians, that's Protestants. 2013, 49. 2023, 44. Catholics, 2013, 40. 2023, 33%. So you can see that weekly attendance at church sinking, sinking, sinking. Okay. Smart life. Is being religious, believing in God, a positive for your life? There is a study out of Great Britain, the Institute for the Impact of Faith in Life. Now, this is a pro-religious group. You should know that. Here's what they found out. 76% of religiously affiliated people say they were happy. 52% of atheists say they are happy. Big goal. So you're happier if you believe in religion, according to this study. 76% of religiously affiliated felt confident in dealing with life's challenges. 56% of atheists. 74% of religious people say they have a high degree of self-control. 51% of atheists do. And finally, 42% of atheists were optimistic about the future. 69% of religious people are optimistic about the future. Maybe that's because of heaven, right? Going to heaven. So, you know, look, if you are a religious person, religious gives solace because you believe that there is justice in the universe and good people will be rewarded and bad people will be punished. And psychologically, that is a very strong emotional quotient. Okay, that you want to break it down. All right, so as you probably have heard, ISIS-K attacked Moscow, 137 at least dead, three kids, older people. It was a concert hall. These ISIS people went in, set a fire, gunned down all these people, 20 minutes before Russian security could get on them. More than a dozen have been arrested. Now, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories floating around. You know, I don't do that. But I will tell you that Putin is trying to blame Ukraine for this. So keeping an eye on that aspect of the story. But the most important part of this story in Moscow, the ISIS murders, is ISIS-K. They're in Afghanistan. And we told you when Biden surrendered to the Taliban, which is what he did, all right, that Al-Qaeda and ISIS were both going to reconstitute under the Taliban in that area, and they have. And they're a threat to the world. Pope Francis skipped his Palm Sunday homily, 87 years old. I think he's very ill. 60,000 people showed up for Palm Sunday Mass, but he couldn't give this remark. So I'm just tipping you off about that. I don't know how much longer the Pope is going to be with us. California, highest unemployment rate in the country, 5.3%. 67% of California counties have lost population. It is a debacle in the nation's largest state. This spells doom for its governor, Gavin Newsom. You cannot run a state that has the highest level of unemployment and expect to be president. So that's the importance of this story. Smart life. So as you know, we have a concierge program on BillO'Reilly.com, and I get letters every single day of people who have problems or they want more information about something or they want to say hello. They got a private line to me. A lot of the problems that we are seeing with concierge members are because they buy insurance policies and other very important things on the internet. Travel insurance, for example. They're buying cars, warranties for cars on the internet. That is insane. With all due respect, I know people don't understand the big picture. That's why I'm here. You cannot buy these things on the internet because the only recourse you have as an American citizen when things go wrong, insurance doesn't pay off, warranty won't show up, whatever it may be, is to sue them. The best way to sue them is in small claims court, where it doesn't cost you any money, but it costs them money. You do that in your own county. Each county has a small claims court. You go in, you file against, but you can only do that if the business is in your area. If it's on the internet, you can't, because they don't even know where these people are. They could be in India. And some people are doing big things like wills, like property transfers on the internet. You are insane to do that. If you get hosed in this life, you can sue and try to recover in two ways: a formal lawsuit where you hire an attorney, or small claims court where you take care of it yourself if the amount is lower. But once you buy something on the internet, you're done. They can't find them. There's so much crime, so much grifting going on the internet, and people are still sending money to these people. You give your credit card to these people. Anyway, that's smart life. Don't do that. Deal with a real person close to your area that you can hold accountable. Smart life.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, here's the final thought of the day. So we are going to be off tomorrow and Friday. We're always off Friday, but it's Holy Week, and I want to give my staff a break. You know, a lot of family stuff going on, and I want people to relax. So we'll be off tomorrow and Friday, back on Monday. And a lot of people will be reading the Bible and going to services and thinking about what happened to the Nazarene, Jesus of Nazareth. But the best source ever of history on this is my book, Killing Jesus. And I don't think that's ever been challenged. So here's what happened. Martin Dugard and I write, we've written 13 killing books. And the only one that doesn't apply directly to America, to U.S. history, is Killing Jesus. And this was the most difficult book to research because it happened more than 2,000 years ago. There are two sources of information, hard data. Okay, we don't take anything out of the gospel because we can't verify, right? Doesn't mean the gospel is not good. It's, you believe, that's where you should be. The first source was Jewish archives in Tel Aviv. Okay? They kept records of what happened during the Roman occupation of Palestine. The primary historian was a man named Josephus. So Dugard went over and we got permission by the Israeli government to go into the archives. For example, we found out that the route that they have in Jerusalem of Jesus's walk to Golgotha isn't really the right route. Okay, they have it there. It's called the Via Dolorosa for tourists primarily, but it's not the one that he took. He wasn't killed at 3 p.m. He was killed at daybreak because the Romans didn't want the people of Jerusalem to see this. They felt that there might be a rebellion. So all of this stuff was gleaned from the archives in Israel. Then Italy has records provided by Pontius Pilate, who was the governor of Palestine at the time. Those records went back to Tiberius Caesar, the Roman emperor. They are still around. And Pilate was in trouble because the execution of Jesus caused so much turmoil that it got Augustus Caesar's, it was Augustus Caesar, I think I said Tiberius, Augustus Caesar, attention. And nobody knows what happened to Pontius Pilate unless you read Killing Jesus. He was recalled to Rome, and he was exiled to Switzerland, which wasn't Switzerland then. It was a cold place full of barbarians. He's buried there, Pontius Pilate. Okay? So he got hosed big time, and so did his greedy wife. Now, we get all that from the historical records, and we put it together in Killing Jesus. There's one more aspect. The reason that there was so much information in the Gospels about this was because of the spies. This is very important. The Jewish Sanhedrin in Jerusalem knew about Jesus, and he threatened them because so many people were following him. So they sent spies to follow him around. And the spies reported back to the Pharisees. The Romans did the same thing, but not together with the Jews. It was big, they hated each other. The Roman Pilate, he sent his own spies. The reason they did was that this Nazarene, no money, nothing, was walking around the Holy Land, and thousands of people were showing up. Why? You couldn't hear them. There were no microphones. You couldn't hear them. He could stand on a mountain. You could see him. You could be out in a boat in Lake Galilee, Sea of Galilee. You could see him. Couldn't hear him. So why would people who are working for a living to just eat on a daily basis leave and follow him? The only reason they would do it is because of what the spies reported, that Jesus was healing people. Now, this doesn't come from a medical doctor. It doesn't come from the apostles. It comes from the spies. They reported back that Jesus cured the leper, or Jesus did this or did that. It was what they call the works. And enough people, apparently, according to the spies, saw these works, and word spread all over the place. And that's why thousands of people showed up. There's no other explanation. Because there were 250 messiahs running around the Holy Land at the time Jesus was preaching. They didn't get anybody to listen to them. So I thought on this eve of Holy Thursday, that story might be interesting to you, even if you're a non-believer. People believe what they want to believe. To me, it's not hard to believe in the Nazarene. Not hard at all. And my family has done that for hundreds and hundreds of years. And we carry on the tradition. So you have a nice, happy Easter. I hope you will. And we will see you again on Monday.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.